We continue this morning with Jason Payne. Jason is the head coach of the Cincinnati Cyclones. He is currently making headlines nationwide as the first man of color to hold the position of head coach with the Cincinnati Cyclones. Payne is currently the only minority head coach in professional hockey. It's our pleasure to welcome Jason Payne to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, let's start here. Now, how did you get introduced to hockey, of all things?
It's a funny story. My mother took me to learn to skate back in Toronto at a famous arena called St. Mike's. And I had no idea what was going on. I just woke up one morning and she took me to this cold place, strapped on some skates and equipment, and pretty much pushed me out on this ice. There you go. And I was like, okay. So I just kind of took from it from there, I guess.
So, Jason, you spent 14 years on the ice playing hockey. What was that like for you?
Exciting. I mean, I played a lot of hockey in a lot of different places, got to meet a lot of different fans and a lot of different friends, built and established a lot of good relationships away. Just to travel all through the United States and all through Canada to play in different cities and towns and see what different cultures are like. It's just a great environment, great atmosphere, and it's a lot of learning, a lot of, I guess, relationship building.
Okay. So we talked about how you got on the ice, but how did you actually get into the actual sport of hockey?
Well, I'm from Toronto, so hockey is our sport. It's Canada. It's a Canadian sport, if they want to call it. And it's just something that all the kids did. I played a lot of other sports. I played baseball. I played football as well, too. I got to the point in my life where I had to decide between football and hockey. And I just loved hockey a lot. And a lot of my friends said, you should play football. You know, I was getting a lot of letters to go to schools in the United States, interest for scholarships. But hockey was just my love, my passion. And so I just followed that route. And it took me a lot of different places, but I'm happy where I'm at right now.
So what does it mean to you to be promoted to the head coach position? And what does it mean to you to be the first person of color to hold the head coach position with the Cyclones?
That's an honor for sure. And I'm humble for it. But I know the work that I've put in and the sacrifice that I made, you know, and everyone that has known me through my hockey career knows you got to work hard to get where you need to get to. And I feel that I put in the work for it, and I'm happy to be where I am right now due to the work I put in.
Okay. What is it that you plan to bring to the team as the head coach?
Just the same excitement that the Cincinnati Cyclones are all about. We're in the people business. I always tell that. That's one of my philosophies. You know, we want to get the right people on the team. And when we get the right people and understand who they are as a person, then we can understand who they are as a player and develop them as players. You know, a lot of fast, high-paced action. The team wants to win. It's going to have a winning culture. It's a development culture, but it's a winning culture. But it's going to have a lot of excitement for the fans. It's going to be a lot of family entertainment. They'll love it. But it's just the way we play. So that's what they're going to get.
Okay. So you were promoted from assistant coach. So you're assistant coach, you get promoted to head coach. When you get in that position, what then are your priorities? When you assume this position, what are your priorities when you step into that position?
Well, I just assumed the position of where Matt Thomas left. He's got promoted to Providence Bruins in the American League under Boston Bruins farm team. And he taught me a lot. He's guided me through a lot of things in our league. And you're always learning. You have to be a student in the game. You know, you're never too old to learn. So all the roles that he put me through are going to stay the same. What's going to happen now is from my head coaching experience before and just knowing the way Matt as well coached. And again, like I said, you learn along the way from a lot of different pro coaches that are in the NHL. You know, you bring your own taste to the game. You bring what you're about, your own character. And nothing again is going to change. We're going to be a hard, fast-paced team. We're going to bring a lot of excitement. There's going to be a fine balance of skill, toughness, and that's what you want. You want to have all that to be able to win championships.
Okay. So we go back to the time when your mom put you on the ice, and we go back to the time when you spent 14 years in the league, and you think about all of that. Is this where you are today? Is that what you had envisioned for yourself?
Well, when I was playing originally, obviously my goal was to go to the NHL, and I did everything I could. I was undrafted, but I just competed. And it's all about competing, your passion, your drive. And that brought me as high as the American League, where I actually played here in Cincinnati for the Ducks back in 2000. And it's funny how a full circle brings you around, because when I retired in 2009 and 10, I got into coaching and I had my own hockey school, which I was developing young hockey players at the same time. And that's where coaching became more of a staple in my life itself. because at the end of my career, I was helping out doing a bit of player assistant coaching, and then to be doing it full time when you're done in the minor hockey and then into junior hockey, and then you build up into where you are right now. And again, all the relationships you establish when you played, you know, these are the same guys who are now in these positions, the ones that go on, who are either coaching or GMs or scouts in the NHL or at the next level. So you've established those relationships. So now when you're moving into coaching, you have all these resources at the same time. So, you know, the passion is there. The love is there. It's what I do. I love. And if it's a passion, it's not hard.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. More information about the show can be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Just head there now, like us, and follow us there. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Go to anywhere where you get your podcast. You can like us there. You can subscribe there as well. This morning, we're speaking to Jason Payne. Jason is head coach of the Cincinnati Cyclones. He's the first black head coach in the team's history. Payne is currently the only minority head coach in professional hockey. Now, as an organization, the Cyclones are groundbreaking. In addition to having the first head coach of color, they have the first female general manager in the league. As you see it, Jason, what does that say about the organization?
We have one of the female GMs for sure. We have, it is another one in our league now, but again, Kristen Ropp, our GM, you know, set the tone for everywhere. I mean, she's amazing. She's all about the same philosophies that we uphold as an organization and as a team. We just want the right people. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter your race, your color, what if you're male or female. If you're a great person and you do your job well, that's what it's all about. And that's her philosophy. And then, you know what? It's a great organization to work for, and I'm so happy to work for them. It's, I think, one of the premier organizations in the ECHL. And the fans here in Cincinnati that come to our games all the time, they know it and they realize and they understand it. So I'm happy to be here and I'm so excited to work for them.
So having played the game yourself and now as a coach, what insights will you bring and share with your players to help develop them to bring the best out in them?
Definitely. To be able to play 14 years pro, you go through a lot. Like I said, I've been cut from teams. You know, I've been released. I've been traded numerous times. You know, I've never been drafted. I've been playing in the American League and then getting sent down back to the East Coast League. I've had times where I'm sitting there playing and I wonder why am I not playing when I should be playing, and I'm sitting in the stands as a healthy scratch. These are all life experiences that I've been through, and these are all life experiences that these guys are going to go through. So since I've been through that and they're going to go through that, I can relate. So I'll share my stories with them and share my understandings and how I dealt with it and how I cope with it. You know, you have to be sympathetic to these players. You know, it's a journey that they're going on, and you got to have patience. You got to have patience and you got to have compassion for these guys because it's tough. You know, and unless you've been in the shoes of these players, and unless you've been in that position, some people just don't fully understand. So to be able to fully understand and relate to the players, I think that's one of my strengths, and it's one of the strengths that's going to really connect us as a team.
And that's a good lead into my next question. What sacrifices have you made along the way? What type of work and sacrifice went into getting to the early days and to getting to where you are now as a head coach for the Cincinnati Cyclones?
Endless hours of work. You know, when you're growing up, as many know, you have friends and, you know, they want to go hang out somewhere. They want to go hang at the park, at the mall. Well, I didn't. I said, hey, you guys go. I got to do stuff. I got to train. So I'm in the gym. Like when I was playing some of my regiments, I'd get up early in the morning and I'd go to meet my friend Kevin Weeks, who's an analyst at ESPN and TSN. And he was with TSN, but he's with the NHL Network. It's one of the key voices there. But we'd go and train first thing in the morning, and we'd train from maybe 8 till about 12. And then we'd have lunch. And then when that's done, then I would go to my track coach and I'd run track for 2 hours. And then I have something to eat there. And then when that was done, then I'd go on the ice for 2 hours. And then that was done. Okay, then I'd maybe see my friends, spend some time with them for a little bit. But then I'd go home to sleep because guess what? I have to do it again the next day. So then there were summers where I'd leave and I'd travel to Boston and I stayed in Boston and trained power skating because skating for me was one of the essential parts of the game where I think you really need to learn how to skate. You got to know how to skate because if you can't skate, it's hard to play this game. So I took sacrifice. I went to Boston, spent summers there, left my friends. At that point in time, you know, I had a girlfriend. I left her back in Toronto to go stay in Boston the whole summer to train, get up at 3:30 in the morning and drive from Cape Cod into Boston, train for 4 hours, then drive back to Cape Cod, have lunch, train again outside, and then again the same thing. You're repeating it the next day. So there's a lot of sacrifices made. And then when you're here coaching, it's the same thing. You know, you got to study your craft. Everything's a craft. It's you got to study it. You got to want it. You want to master it. And you're never going to master it, but you want to keep studying it so that you're going to continue to get better at it every day. And that's what it's about here with coaching as well, too. I mean, I know how hard I worked as a player to play as high as I did. I'm going to work even harder as a coach.
Okay. So what's your message to young people, the young people, young boys and girls that will be turning on their TVs and seeing you on the sidelines or seeing you coaching and know that you are this, you know, one of the only African-American head coaches? What's your message to these young people when they see you doing what you do?
Stay focused, work hard, and you got to have perseverance. This game and anything in life is going to give you every opportunity to quit and go a different route and go the bad route most of the time. You've got to fight through that. And you've got to stay the course. Everybody has a path set in front of them. You know, you've got to trust that path, but it takes time. So you got to trust the time. And again, the biggest thing for me is it's a process. You got to trust the process.
All right. So we're looking forward to the new season, our new head coach. The season kicks off when?
We open our training camp here in a couple of weeks, October 8th. And our first, I guess our season opener is October 23rd. And then our home opener is October 30th versus Indy at the Heritage Bank Center. So you go on CyclonesHockey.com for tickets. And you can get anything you need there. And hopefully we'll see all the fans at the games.
All right. Well, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We've been speaking to Jason Payne, head coach with the Cincinnati Cyclones. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now, like us there now, join the conversation there now, follow us there as well. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Or you can head to Twitter and Instagram and find us at Rodney Lear on air.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.